Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Thank you to Game Day Mantel for sponsoring our What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. That's good stuff. We really appreciate it. Giving away tickets this Sunday to the U of H and Texas A&M basketball game, 4 o'clock at Fertitta Center. So we want you guys to be there. AnyTix.com. AnyTix.com is where you can buy the tickets if you don't win any this week. And by the way, a portion of the proceeds from the game are going to be donated to the Greater Houston Disaster Alliance Hurricane Barrel Recovery Fund. So those barrel survivors, man, they took a beating with that hurricane. So anybody affected by the storm is eligible to get stuff. Residents of as of October 2nd, the fund has raised close to $6
million
to benefit residents of Fort Bend, Harris, Montgomery, and Waller. So if you were affected, you might be benefiting from this game at Fertitta Center. Fertitta Center, Sunday, 4 o'clock. AnyTix, A-N-Y, Tix, AnyTix.com. Or you can go to UHCougars.com. All right, so the Texans lose. That's a big story here. What else in the NFL that we – Jaden Daniels did get hurt on the first series. He didn't slide. He kind of fell. And he hurt a rib. Apparently, his mom says that he is going to be okay. A lot of favorite, man. I tell you what, the last 2 weeks, the bookies are taking a beating. A beating.
Because the favorites
are coming in.
I think the big stories, John, were the Lions beat the Minnesota Vikings in a showdown there. San Francisco now. Kansas City goes in. Once again, Pat Mahomes, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions, throws for less than 200 yards. We are in a weird quarterback year. This is such a weird year. C.J. Stroud throws for less than 100. Pat Mahomes is one of the favorites for the MVP. He has 6 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. Even Troy Aikman is looking at that and saying, what are we doing with him as an MVP candidate? You can't win an MVP like this.
No.
I don't care. He did make some winning plays. I'm not saying he didn't. But come on now. We can't win an MVP like 6-8.
The Seahawks beat the Falcons at the Falcons, and Kirk Cousins led the game in passing with 232 yards. What is going on with the forward pass in the NFL? I mean, it's every game. Joe Burrow threw for 181, led that game. Anthony Richardson, 129 yards. And he led. That was the most passing yards in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, it is
it's
Jalen
weird.
Hurts. 114 yards for Jalen Hurts.
He had 114?
Matthew Stafford, 154. Mariota, 205. What happened to 400?
Mariota's the backup. Mariota got in as the backup and went for 2. What are you talking about? He lit it up.
Yeah, but
Mariota lit it up.
He played everyone but the first series. I mean, he was in the whole game.
Oh, well, still, 200 for Mariota's a
great game. Brock Purdy led the Chiefs versus the 49ers. The best passer, 212 yards.
And that was junk, and that was at the end of the game. Brock Purdy was sitting there. The 49ers were sitting there under 200 yards forever. Like, it was Steve Spagnuolo beat them to a pulp.
I mean, what is going on?
I don't know. This is a really – this is a crazy year at the Four Pack. You know, people are starting to basically just say, look, if you're going to play us a certain way, we're going to run the ball. The Texans decided to run the ball, and honestly – that's one of those games where they probably – and it's – I mean, Joe Mixon did have, what, 26 carries. It's not like they didn't run the ball. They ran the ball.
Well, we can't give Anthony Richardson the lead there. To be fair, the Dolphins had to play two quarterbacks, and they did outgame him by 20 yards. Huntley and Boyle combined for 149, so
– oh, okay.
The Huntley-Boyle combination.
So they combined for 149 after Huntley got hurt. So
combined for 149.
They did beat out Anthony Richardson yesterday.
Okay.
Well, actually, Dell just went, well, actually, with us with Huntley and
Boyle. Only funny because it's still awful. It's just that they combined. One had 87, the other had 74, and they did take out Anthony Richardson, who went 10 for 24 for 129 yards.
So I'm in a pool where you pick every game, and I went opposite of what I would normally take. You know, I had one, I think I had one win. I had one win yesterday. One.
Oh, so you would have done good.
So I would have done fantastic. I had two. I was 2-9 yesterday. 2-9, dude. I'm thinking, but the books are taken because I went opposite of all the. You know, this is an obvious. You know, the Commanders. No. I'm gonna go Panthers because you know, I went Browns. I went Giants. I went Dolphins. I went all Brown. I mean, I did, Titans because you know. There's no way the books are going to get hit 2 weeks in a row. Dude, they're getting destroyed right now.
Well, I would think, though, because the lines move pretty heavily on against the Steelers, so I would imagine they got some back there with Steelers winning and also with because the line went all the way to San Francisco was 2 by game time. So I would imagine, you know, some big money came in on San Francisco, and it probably helped them out the two night games, but, man – you just bet against Deshaun Watson. You're typically, I think you're in pretty good shape, but they got one win. Is Deshaun done? Deshaun's done for the year.
He's got to be done.
Well, an Achilles usually lasts for about a year. So next year he would be.
Deshaun usually.
Well, he'd be a pup. Longer. Next year he'd be a pup list. Worst case scenario, best case scenario, he's pup list for the first 6 weeks.
Is there any business ever been bought that was a worse buy than $230 million for Deshaun?
No.
So Jalen Phillips tore his ace.
Toys R Us.
His Achilles on Black Friday, and he was back for the first game of the season. Of course, he had an MCL issue or ACL issue, partial, so he's out for the year now. But it wasn't an Achilles-related thing. So if we go by his timeline, Deshaun could very well be back.
Aaron Rodgers was back in less than a year.
Yeah, so he could be back by week one. Maybe the Browns don't want him
back.
But
let me ask you something. If you're Deshaun and you love to travel, and because he does love to travel.
So he's not going to work
out.
And
he loves his money, and I don't think he probably loves playing football right now, period, and really doesn't love it in Cleveland, and it's mutual. Wouldn't it be best if he just goes to Egypt and Norway and Iceland? Yeah, like, yeah. Look, your money's guaranteed. I know everyone wants, give him the bag. Everyone get the bag. You get the bag. They got the bag. Good, he gets a bag. Everyone's all get the bag until you realize this is why owners never want fully guaranteed deals in the NFL, because when you have these situations, especially with the number getting this high, look how bad you're screwed. They are absolutely pulverized. And what they're going to have to do is basically this year's a dead year. Next year will be a dead year for them. And then they can get rid of Deshaun Watson. But they're still going to take a big hit even after next year. I believe they still take a pretty significant hit on Deshaun Watson's contract. So,
No. They can't. Hey, we got callers on the board. Let's get La Raza in here. La Raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Oh, Juanito Lee, gentlemen, man, I know I got here too late. But what I learned over the weekend is that, man, Lance Zierlein is such a hater of this generation. But when it comes to the gym fit inspirational type, man, you can see that dude with angel wings behind his back.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't here for it, John. So this is, okay. So Dell acted, not La Raza is being a bad actor here because he knows that he's backing the wrong person.
No, he's not.
Here's what happened, John. Dell came in and just... And
don't say I came in because I didn't bring it up on the air.
Well, I brought something up on the air. It was
so
a discussion.
This is on you, not me.
And Dell was like, I hate all these.
I didn't say I hate them.
I hate all these girls.
I never said I hate them.
I joined right after this, and I didn't know what you guys were talking about.
I didn't say I hate them.
But I do know that Abigail thinks you're a hater, too, so I'm with Abigail.
That's fine.
Thank you.
That's fine, but I never said I hated them. I just said they're all the same.
There's
no difference between one and the other.
They usually love the Lord, and then they get in their cars and they tell you
that
you're good enough and you're smart enough.
Do I sound like that?
You're good enough and smart enough.
And so Abigail played one of her videos.
That's what you said, Del.
Okay. She played one of her videos, and she was like, I just want you to know that you're seen and you're loved.
And was I wrong?
And no, you're not wrong.
All right, then.
But the hate that like,
what's the problem?
But you were going after young Abigail.
I wasn't going after
her. Yeah, you were. And then
what was the thing about?
It's okay. Gymspirational or gym fit girls, they're kind of all the same in this regard. They're usually going to have tattoos. They're gonna love Jesus, and they're gonna sit in their car and spin these inspirational messages that are one and the same. There's no difference between someone who says it on Monday and maybe the thing they'll say on Friday or their friend will say on Tuesday. It's all the same. That's all I pointed out. And Lance tried to make it a giant issue, and then he tried to prod, as you say, young Abigail.
I didn't have to prod. She was like,
it was fine.
Why
with me.
Is he coming after me?
I didn't come after her.
Dell hates inspiration. You know that, John.
Once again, I didn't come after anyone. I said something off the air. You brought it on the air, and what is it a good show? If I go, no, I don't know what you're talking about, Lance. No, I answered what you wanted me to answer, and it's fine.
And then what La Raza's saying, because Dell brought this up, is that I had angel wings.
He was playing the White Knight, definitely. He was coming in riding on his horse, saving the day.
I was just saying, why are you going after her? She's just trying to help young girls feel better about themselves, or boys.
And I will tell you another thing. Some people are very upset. I can't believe he treated her this way.
That's right.
And if a guy talks to a girl like that, it must be because he likes her. Yeah. Or
he's a misogynist.
Or she's on this show, and if you want the smoke, you get the smoke. This is what this show's about. Yeah, I don't know if people listen. If you up for the smoke, you get the smoke. That's all it is.
That's true.
Why would I treat
her? But she wasn't up. She was just sitting there minding her business, punching the buttons.
I didn't bring it
up. Yeah, but when you had your chance,
I'm sorry we started this.
Yeah.
Let's get – who's next?
Well, we don't have time for it. Thank you for that. Now we got
to
go to break.
What do we have to get a break to get the ratings right?
Yeah, we got to get a break right here because we got to talk about HRP. My peeps over at HRP. And now, all of a sudden, I'm talking about HRP instead of that garbage. So here we go. HRP, thank you for saving us once again. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. What's your business like? What's your business doing? Is it growing? Because HRP is going to help you grow your business, okay? HRP is going to – I'm telling you, they're consultants on businesses. And I had them see a buddy who has a business, and he's got about 30 employees. And they said we can save him about $150,000 a year. That's $150,000 that'll go right into their pocket. How about that? With just 30 employees, $150,000 is a lot of money that you're saving every year that goes to your bottom line as opposed to you doing your payroll or an admin company doing your payroll, whatever it is, whatever you're trying to do there. And then how much easier it is come tax time and how proficient they are and how knowledgeable they are when it comes to tax time and the Affordable Care Act. You don't know that stuff. They do. Payroll's not your business. It's their business. So go with HRP. Let them do it much better than you can. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 and 97.9 HD2. Go there, please, HD2. Hey, we've got, over the next couple of days, we got Kelvin Sampson and Buzz Williams joining us to talk about that game coming up on Sunday and the help for Beryl. Beryl was here in our area, and Beryl survivors really need the help. So get on out to the game. Go to anytickets.com. and get your tickets for the Aggies and the Cougs. Lamont is here. Let's get him in here. Hey, Lamont, what's going on?
Hey, what's the deal, fellas? First of all, and I'm going to end this with something that's kind of important. The first thing, since when did the Texans and the Packers have beef like that? Like, it seemed like it was, I ain't whining about it or anything, but I was like, man, these two teams play every 4 years. Oh, but what's the problem? All that game, it seems like it was pretty aggressive. Don't know what was happening. Somebody that's going up on the radar that's not getting a lot of smoke right now is DeMeco Ryans for not challenging that lateral and I think that was territory. The referee got he was brilliant lateral. He should have challenged that or something. But here's the most important thing, man. Hey guys, with Achilles, is that something that you got to go through physical therapy with? You have to go through physical therapy and get massages and stuff?
I knew that was coming. Yes, you do. You typically are going to have a surgery. And then, yes, there is a physical therapy process that is going to happen, that is going to be monitored by the insurance companies with registered physical therapy. You don't DM them in Instagram to see if there's a physical therapist, Lamont. Okay, that's not how that works. And if he tries that, you need to tell the league. But okay, so I was in the car for part of it driving back. I will admit I had the game on. I was listening to the game, and then I taped the game. May have been on my phone where I could see some of it. Anyway, what's the lateral? I don't even know the lateral thing. What
so
was that called?
Was the play before the touchdown.
Which touchdown?
To Reed.
The Wicks touchdown.
The Wicks touchdown.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. Wicks and Reed, same guy. And along the left, so DeMeco, they hurry up and they run up to the line of scrimmage. Now, Jim Nance on the call, he immediately said, oh, no, they're scrambling for the ball, but that's a forward pass. Now, they looked at it again, and Tony Romo goes, ooh, I don't know, dude. I'm not sure that that's a forward pass. And apparently DeMeco was ready, or he was looking to throw the flag. They run up to the line of scrimmage, no huddle, boom, throw the touchdown pass. I don't know. It looked like it was sideways. It looked like at first I thought, no, that's a forward pass. But then when they showed the replay, I was like, oh, that's pretty close. So,
but was it irrefutable? Well, there's no reason not to challenge it then.
Well, yeah, it's the first half. You know, what's the difference, right? You lose one of your challenges, yeah. but you only lose one timeout in the first half. That's fine. I don't know. Del, what did you think?
It was close.
It was close, I guess. Yeah, it was close.
I think it's close enough to take a look, and hopefully you get an angle that goes in your favor. It's exacerbated by DeMeco noticing his secondary wasn't ready for the play, and then you just get, I guess, what was supposed to be covered too, and the safety didn't get over, and you got an easy touchdown. So that exacerbated the moment. But, I mean, I think I'm taking a look. Yeah, losing the timeout, whatever. But I think it was close enough.
Yeah. It was funny because Love's feet were behind and he was backpedaling, but where the ball was released, it looked like it was sideways. But since his body was further back, it looked like a forward pass. So I don't know that he would have got it, but it sure would have slowed him down and they might not have scored on the very next play. Who's next? Julian? Hey, Julian, your 49ers suck.
Boy, looking good, Julian. Looking real good.
You're terrible.
Oh, it's all right, brother. We've been pretty good for a while now. It's inevitable, right? The NFL's built like this. Salary
Damian
cap.
Woody said the door's closed.
Forever.
Damian Woody said the door's
now,
closed. But
I admit, I told Dale we were going to have it was going to be a two-score game. It just happened to be the other way around.
I thought you guys were going to win. I really did. I thought it was a great spot for San Francisco.
Well, look, man.
Brock sucked.
Brock sucked that game. I haven't seen Brock like this since Baltimore. You know, everyone's going to have a bad game every once in a while. I still don't think they need to throw the kid under the bus like a lot of people have. But I will say this about the NFL. I love it. I love to see these 186 passing yards, defensive games where the running back is going to determine the outcome. I'm sick of all these prima donna receivers getting 20 targets. Like, let's get back to ground and pound. Oh, receivers. Oh, hey, we'll get you on third down. Set your ass up. Y'all have a good day.
Hmm. You like? There's another big receiver payday. Brandon Ayuk, completely.
Oh my God.
What a disaster that's
He's
been.
He's done.
He's been a disaster. These guys who sit out training camp.
Well,
think,
except Chase. Chase has been good.
Yeah, he has after the first two games.
Yeah, right.
Where they were both losses.
Right, and now they're 3-4, and he's in there. You know what? They're going to be
3-4 ain't great.
No, but they're going to be in the thick of it.
Yeah, but there's no reason to sit it out. He didn't have to. They could have been on the same page from week one.
No, but at least he's performing. At least he's performing.
Yeah, but my point is that when you sit it out for no reason, it doesn't do you any good. The same thing happened with Brandon Ayuk. He even said, yeah, I probably didn't have to do all that stuff I was doing. Oh, cool. Well, I'm glad you helped. Like, the money and the team are both going to come. This is what I don't understand why players don't realize. All that money, the big contract, it's an inevitability. It's coming. It's going to be there. You don't have to make it either my team or my money. Both things are coming 100%. I mean, the money is coming 100%. You got to look out for the team element too, because that's what you're in the league for. Because your money is coming if you're a wide receiver. Brandon Ayuk even said, I treated them kind of bad, but blah blah blah. Well, now is it a torn ACL? They don't know yet. I guess we'll find out today. But it does not look good. He could be done.
Debo's out. Jennings was out. Ayuk is out.
Samuel played like three snaps. He was sick, and he had to stop. Like, they had their fifth, sixth, and seventh receivers out. Four, five, six, seven.
And Rick, the guy who got shot in the preseason was out there.
Yeah. They had to take a guy whose first game after getting shot in the chest. Like, what kind of offense is that? We got Brock. Brock looked like Iowa State Brock yesterday. Ugh. By the way, have we seen anything like the quarterback position in terms of the ebbs and flows of a career? Do you remember when we all wrote Jared Goff off? Like, Jared Goff is the year he had a bad Super Bowl. The year after that, he was awful. The year after that, they got rid of, like, the Lions. Like, we can't do this with Jared Goff anymore. He's gone. And then everything was, and I know this from doing draft stuff, who are the Lions? Like, when are the Lions going to draft quarterback? The Lions, they're not going to give Goff another contract, are they? They're not going to. Jared Goff should be the front runner, potentially, for MVP. If you look at wins and stats, both, he's going to be one of the front runners. He should be one of the top three.
Did CJ take himself out this week? Did Mahomes take himself out this week?
CJ took himself out for now, but it's a fluid situation. Yeah, he can get back in.
I mean, there's a lot of
football. But for right now, yes, he should not be in the top five.
No,
but,
and if you had to vote right now?
I mean, I'm not voting for Pat Mahomes. I'm voting right now, it would be Goff. In terms of where they are, how they're playing and all that, I think Lamar's been really good. I think Lamar's been really good. He would be in consideration for me. Lamar and Goff would be the two. They'd be the two in consideration. Who else? Josh Allen.
Yeah. Well, I would put the other two ahead of him.
Yeah, but Josh would be in consideration.
I like those. All right. All right. When we come back. Ship talk. Dell's got a lot of stuff, and I think maybe some WNBA might
By the way, John, Josh Allen, still no interceptions. Josh Allen, no interceptions this year.
What kind of world are we living in?
And a quarterback rating of 108, like, yeah, he absolutely deserves to be up there. No interceptions for Josh Allen. This is a crazy world. We got no interceptions for Josh Allen, and Pat Mahomes has 6 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. What are we doing with the football right now?
I don't want to live in that world. I just don't
want to. Well,
you're here. Time to talk about Chastain Ford. I want to live in that world. I love Chastain Ford. You'll love Chastain Ford. You'll love Chastain Ford because of the way that they do business as starting at the top. I love that. I love, love, love that. That you, it, and it trickles down throughout the entire organization. We're going to give people, we want to make sure that everybody gets a great deal. We want to make sure that nobody is choking on their payments. We want to make sure that this is a great car buying experience, that people get the vehicle that they want, okay, at the price that they want. And not what we want to give them, okay? No add-ons, no markups, That's never going to happen at Chastain Ford. That's kind of a big deal, people, because when you get quoted, this car is $21,000. By the time you sit down, it's now $28,000. What the hell happened? What the hell happened to that $21,000? Well, we had this add-on and that. We're going to put this on there. No, I don't want all that. I want the vehicle at the price that I need to have it at. And the first thing that they'll ask you is, where do your payments have to be? They got great deals on Broncos right now. F-150s as well, up to $12,000 off. There's no better time. It's just perfect. It's the best place to get it. Listen, we're getting towards the end of the year, and they got to get those cars off the lot, so they're going to make deals. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead. Not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. Time for Dell to bring us Ship Talk. Who did it? Who said stuff they shouldn't have said? And Dell is here for that. What do you say, Dell?
Well, we had a caller earlier, Lamont, asked why there was so much contention between the Packers and the Texans. Well, before the game, two guys who have a long history, Jair Alexander, Stephon Diggs, got into it. Well, Stephon Diggs versus the entire Packers team. He was the only one out there for the Texans as the Packers got after him. Just some words, maybe a point here or there, nothing too serious. Well, after the game, Stephon Diggs was asked about it, and he's here to let you know he's not looking to be mature.
I was walking to the locker room in the beginning of the game. And I heard somebody chirping, and I'm never the bigger person. So that's how I don't give a fuck about myself or with a minute. So I'm never the bigger person. I ain't letting shit go. You know, obviously they picked it up or whatever, but I ain't with the football talk guys. It is what it is. You know, I can't.
Right?
All the time. But I ain't getting into all that. It's just I ain't letting shit go. Though.
As you heard him say, he ain't letting ish go. And he's not looking to be the bigger person.
I'm not the bigger person. Hey, at least he knows. You know what?
Self-aware.
He knows himself. That's self-aware.
Yes.
Stephon Diggs not being the bigger person absolutely tracks.
And the Jair Alexander stuff went on throughout the game. He got after CJ, got after Tank Dell. That's what he does.
I know he does, but my goodness, dude. If I'm the Packers, I saw one of the guys, you know, after he was going after CJ, one of the assistant coaches just, like, disgusted. Okay, that's enough, Jair. That's enough. Honestly, let's just move on. Goodness gracious, you don't have to be an a-hole all the time.
Well, that's the way he plays, I guess. If you're going to be an all-pro pro bowler, I guess that's what he needs to get done. Let's move on to another corner, Greg Newsom, who was among several Browns who didn't like how the fans reacted after Deshaun Watson was hurt. Someone in our What Have You Learned segment mentioned the guys being tone-deaf. Well, here's Greg Newsom taking issue with the fans and their cheering.
That was bullshit. I noticed it right away. I mean, no matter what you feel about a player, performance-wise or not, you don't boo a guy that's down, that can't get up by himself. So, yeah, that was bullshit. So any fan that said anything is bullshit. That simple. You don't do that. Like I said, whether the guy's playing well or not, whether you're a fan favorite, whether you're anything, you don't boo a guy that's sitting down. So, yeah, that's bullshit.
Did they boo or cheer?
It was more of a cheer.
You were more of a cheer. So, Greg, they're cheering. That's even worse, though.
Cheering an injury.
Yeah.
Miles Garrett went on. He spoke after the game and didn't like what the fans did. He did say something. Deshaun was a model citizen in college and most of the pros. What do you mean most of the pros?
Not all the pros.
like from 2020 to 2022, Miles Garrett.
Hey, he was a model citizen in college, and most of the pros.
I can't give him all the pros. So,
no.
Browns fans not happy. But the players were not. So let's move to what happened in Austin. We talked a lot about the call that didn't change the game because they got it right, but they went about it the wrong way. Well, here's Kirby Smart after the game talking to the
Holly Rowe.
No, it wasn't her. It was the other. They had two at the game.
Holly Rowe on.
No, it was someone else. I don't know who.
It wasn't Holly Rowe.
They tried to cheat us.
But he did say this. I don't remember her name. Maybe Katie something. I don't know her last name. But this is Kirby Smart after the game regarding people not believing in his team and the call.
Nobody gave us a chance. Your whole network doubted us. Nobody believed us. And then they tried to rob us with calls in this place. And these guys are so resilient. You know what I mean? We talked about intent. What was our intent when we walked on the field? Our intent was not to take pictures, not to do all the superstar stuff. Our intent,
hell yeah, cool.
Our intent was to eat.
Then he said it again. He goes, our intent was to eat.
Superstar stuff. I believe, what's the, Glenn Powell was there. Of course, Matthew McConaughey was there. So
Kevin Durant.
Well, they had Quavo on the sideline, though.
Quavo,
Georgia did.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, so a lot of Texas luminaries were there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, my family got all riled up because Kevin Durant was at, last week he was at Colorado. Yeah. In the middle of Oklahoma, at the Texas, Oklahoma. By the way, you're supposed to say Texas, Oklahoma. Texas goes first.
What if you're an Oklahoma fan?
Texas, you say Oklahoma, Texas. But do you even want to claim that right now, Oklahoma, how bad they are? He went to, when it's Texas, Oklahoma weekend, he went to Colorado game, and my family's like, what the hell is Kevin Durant doing? But he was there. He was there for the big game. He probably just said, look, I'm going to the
Torch. Well, he was there because Denver had a game the next day. Phoenix had a game the next day in Denver.
Yeah. So that makes sense. There we go. I'll have to explain it to everybody.
Yeah.
But I don't see that meant something. Kirby doesn't just say stuff that we're not here to take pictures, do our superstar stuff, Hollywood superstar, Hollywood Johnny Wood stuff that we're doing out there, taking pictures with Sugar Ray Leonard and all that. We're out here to eat. We're going to eat. We're not here to rub elbows with Goose Gossage. We're here to get first downs and sack people.
Eat. Want to eat?
There's another one that it's hard to find. It's when I knew I had the wrong side 100%. No, actually, I didn't have the wrong side.
Let Del finish this.
Oh, are you done, Del?
No, there's one more.
No.
The other thing that happened regarding that clip is, of course, it was on ABC. SportsCenter grabbed it, but removed the part where Kirby said, your whole network doubted us. So they played a lot of what Kirby said, like, we got to eat. But they didn't want that part of it in there, so they cut that out. SportsCenter's official account did that. But let's go on to what John referenced before we went to break. There was controversy in the WNBA. The finals, Game 5 was last night. The Liberty won their first title. You'll hear the Lynx coach mention that in like a backhanded compliment sort of way. Cheryl Reeve is a coach, and you also hear at the very end of this clip the response from the Liberty coach when she was told of Cheryl Reeve's comments about the Liberty win.
Coach. I know all the headlines will be Reeve cries foul. Bring it on, right? Bring it on. Because this was stolen from us.
Ooh.
Bring it on. This ain't that hard. Officiating it's not that hard. When someone is being held, be consistent. If you don't want to call hold at one end, don't call it at the other. Be consistent. Every team asked for that, right? Sandy asked for that last game. So three of the games in the series, we're talking about the same damn thing, right? So I tell these guys, you know, for whatever reason, it didn't work out, right? It just doesn't feel right. You know, I mean, congratulations to the Liberty on their first championship. Been around, I don't know, how long has the league been around? 28 years? It took them 28 years. Congrats to them.
What?
You know, we were that close to our fifth. Just didn't happen. Right? It's disappointing. It's incredibly disappointing.
Hey, Sandy, over here.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Cheryl came in earlier and said that she felt this championship had been stolen from them because of the officiating. I'm just wondering if you had any thoughts on the reffing today.
I thought they were pretty fair. I mean, I'm after.
Is that a? They've got an Australian.
They have an
coach?
Australian coach. Yeah,
that's
she said.
The best.
You heard her. She said good day when the woman.
Oh, she said good day.
Yeah, she said good day.
I thought she said hey.
When you? No, over here.
I thought they were pretty fair.
And she also.
You don't want to know what I think about the other coach.
You can't.
I'll use the word I'm not supposed to use in this country.
Well, you couldn't tell because you couldn't see it. But when the reporter said that Cheryl thinks it was stolen from them, Sandy was like, whatever. You can hear
their first
one.
No,
yeah, in 28 years.
28 years it took them. Congratulations.
We were close to our fifth.
Yeah. How many does Minnesota have?
Four.
They do.
Almost had five.
Oh,
and
I missed all four of them.
Surprising.
I mean, they've been in a year. They've been in the league, what, 28 years, their first one? Great. I mean, congratulations. This would have been our fifth if we hadn't been cheated. I mean, there's some beef there between those two teams.
I saw a headline this morning, the best WNBA finals ever. And then I saw somebody put out a tweet, man, the WNBA.
The video of the
air ball.
It was the two straight minutes of like unedited game.
Unedited.
And it's like, this is terrible.
Game sevens generally turn into that, like slogfest, and whether it be WNBA or NBA. Well, game five, they'll move the game seven next year. Game fives or game seven generally do that. People are bringing this one up. The Cavs Warriors went the same way. We remember it fondly, at least some people do, for the block and the shot. But the last 4.5 minutes of that game was nasty. No one could make a shot. Just so happens the whole game was like that. Oh, remember, that game was 93-89. That was the final of Game 7.
Lance. I'm just talking about it.
Yeah. Okay. Who's an ally?
He's an ally. He's an ally. Oh, yeah. Well, the NBA's just the same.
Game 7.
This was pretty bad.
Even the Heat Spurs was 92-87. Game 7s are somewhere around those lines. Game 7s are generally slogs, particularly when the title's on the line. Just so happens this one was bad, too. It happens.
Yeah. Well, this was layup air balls. This was really bad.
The second place rookie doesn't make layups. It's kind of, I guess, what the deal is.
If only Caitlin was in the game, it would have been so much better.
For who?
For everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
She would have got bullied too.
Okay. There it is. Oh. So the 97.5 rankings are out, according to Nathan. My ranking, no one asked for. Lance Z, number one.
Overall?
Joel, B2, I'm 3. Dell, you're 4.
Out of how many? Like 8 or something like that?
Whose rankings are these?
I don't know. Nathan's.
Tom. Oh, yeah. He's good. I like him. He's smart.
Oh, you're number one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, regardless of what he ranked me, he's known as one of the best people.
Yeah, you'll have your Georgia moment just like Texas did.
Paul, he got Paul.
I came out here with aggression, looking to eat.
You want to eat? Let's see.
That's what I was telling you. The before the TCU national championship game on the sideline, right before the game, he said, "Coach, what is it? What is you? What are you looking? What are you expecting to see from your team today as they play for this national championship? Aggression." And as soon as he said that, I'm like, "Oh my God, TCU's about to get their asses kicked bad." And Kirby just was real aggression. And I've never forgotten. It's always stuck with me. And so as I'm watching the first half, I realize you can't, like, you have to just look at quarterback versus Kirby Smart. That's how you have to handicap big games like this. Because let's remember, Kirby's, you know, my wife's like, "This Georgia, this isn't the same." You even said this isn't the same Georgia team. No, I don't think it's the same Georgia team. I don't. Look how bad Carson Beck was. No touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Yeah. It's not the same Georgia team. But with that said, they still kicked the crap out of – well, they didn't they extended the lead in the fourth quarter, but it was a comfortable win over Clemson, and that's their only loss. They came back from 28 down to take a lead and would have beaten Alabama in Alabama in one of the greatest comebacks in the history of college football if not for a great play by Ryan Williams. Yep. And then they went into Texas – and with their quarterback throwing 3 interceptions, they won by 15. Like, this is still – let's slow down on this isn't Georgia. I know that they're not as good as usual. They're not as talented. The quarterback play hasn't been as good. But this Georgia team still got some moments now.
Oh, Texas is so good. Listen, Texas is so
good. Texas is
good. All week. All
I think Texas is good.
Texas is
good. I think Texas is good. I think Quinn Ewers – and Arch Manning, I shouldn't just say Quinn Ewers. The offensive line was not good enough.
The offensive line was terrible.
They were not good enough
in
protection.
It was just like the Texans game.
It was a lot like it.
You got to talk about Zadik. That's what we got to talk about.
Let's talk about Zadik. Let's talk about getting your wife for her anniversary, your anniversary, her birthday, a push gift, which is when you have a baby. I don't care what it is. Let's talk about getting a really great present for her. It could be a diamond pendant. It could be brand new earrings. It could be a watch, a really beautiful woman's watch. It could be a tennis bracelet. Now, you're spending a little more money if you're getting a tennis bracelet, but you may love her that much, and that may be something that you can afford to do for her and that she'll remember forever. I'm just telling you, no matter what your budget is and no matter whether or not you have an idea of what it is that you want to get, the experts at Zadig are going to help you find exactly what it is that is going to be special for you and for her. Make sure that you stop by at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard and let them do their thing at Zadig Jewelers, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, Zadig Jewelers.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Longhorn Keith's been waiting. He wants to talk about the game. What do you say, Longhorn Keith?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good.
I called you up before the season started, and I said that Quinn Ewers was the problem, and I'll keep saying this. And I know we talk a lot about offensive linemen and, like, the outcomes that they had on Saturday night, and Lance nailed it, right? It's anytime you're playing Kirby Smart, he's looking at the quarterback, and this is why I said what I said before the season started about Quinn Ewers. And, John, you played the position, and Lance, your father coaches offensive linemen. If you just take an honest look at that game, tell me what could Banks have done differently at left tackle when your quarterback literally will not step up in the pocket?
God almighty, it's so bad. By the goal line, you mean the one by the goal line, you gotta step up. I mean, what are you doing? And John, Banks did his job, took the guy down to the ground, like, step up in the pocket, Quinn. This is basic quarterbacking 101.
Yeah. But you gotta have a feel for it too.
Yeah, that's right.
You gotta have a feel. And he doesn't have a feel, no. Well, okay, so Longhorn Keith.
So what do you do then,
Arch?
Keith?
You want Arch?
I do. I want Arch for this reason. Not because he's a popular name, but if you pay attention to Arch and his quarterback play and his mechanics, you will immediately notice that he steps up and he's also a little bit more mobile than Quinn Ewers ever will be. And that gives you the opportunity to take some pressure off of your offensive line when you have – and let's keep in mind, too – the reason why Georgia's defense and their defensive linemen were able to just haul off on our offensive linemen is because Quinn put us in the position to be – when you have two turnovers to start the game as a defense, you think your offense should be able to at least score you 3 points. But that dude did nothing. So what does that do, 20-0? Yes, Georgia's going to fire off on you. Yes, they're going to run all kinds of schemes because you literally have no choice but to throw the ball. Yeah. Yes, the offensive line looked bad, but I'm not going to put this all on the offensive line, guys. I'm sorry.
Well, and I'll tell I saw Arch go in there and get – he got killed too. He couldn't do a thing either with that offensive line. You're not playing Georgia every game. That said.
But they didn't have any quick – like.
But you are going to play Georgia or Notre Dame or A&M. You're playing good teams, especially when you get to the playoff.
They'll be good
so,
teams.
You know what? You gotta have a better. He's got
Texas
better
is still one of the best teams. They've ran into a team that has been in this situation tons of times.
But Texas has not beaten anyone.
And Dale, what did you say before the game?
I said Texas as a program was one of the top teams in the country. I wasn't going to use this Georgia game to.
But what about this year? You said they hadn't faced anybody.
Oh, this year. They hadn't faced anyone of consequence who would put any stress on them. I thought Carson Beck might offensively. He certainly didn't. But. The pressure points, whatever Texas's pressure points are, we don't know. We didn't know going in because there was no one capable of doing that. Because even with Oklahoma's defense, who was pretty good, their offense wasn't going to be good enough to make Texas get out of any kind of comfort zone. And we saw that once Georgia could scrape some points together and put some points up, those pressure points started to crack because maybe Texas didn't even know what their pressure points were because they hadn't seen them yet. Oklahoma and Michigan weren't capable of doing that. Now we saw a team who could. A team who's probably, I don't know if Georgia's the best team in the country, but they're at least top four, top five, and we saw how Texas reacted. It wasn't great.
B, before Georgia, this was the nation's number one team, and now Texas fans are calling in, freaking out, and want a quarterback change.
Well, they wanted that quarterback change as soon as Arch got on campus, to be fair.
Well, no, I don't know. I think they realize they got a better chance with Ewers. You can't put Arch in right now.
Well, I don't.
I mean, Arch looked even worse than Ewers did.
No, logically, you make sense. But as soon as Arch came on campus, it was when is he going to take over for Quinn? And they wanted Quinn to be good enough last year to leave, but he wasn't good enough, so he had to come back. But they've been waiting. They waited for that moment in that Georgia game since Arch got there. Just turns out Arch wasn't ready for Georgia because no one on Texas was ready for Georgia on Saturday.
The only true thing Dell has ever said in his life. Dell would be good at weather forecasting, I bet. I don't know. Why does Twitch hate you?
I don't know. It's just. Will you ask that question probably once a week? Why don't you
ask
them?
I ask that question once a week. I've got two tickets right now to give away to the big game. U of H versus Texas A&M Sunday at Fertitta Center basketball game. Two teams that met twice last year and had really, really good games. I mean, that first game, Wade Taylor came on in the second half. It was just a fantastic game. And it was 195 in the NCAA tournament last year, second round, that University of Houston won. So you're meeting again, and proceeds are going to Barrel. If you want to go to the game, anytix.com. And again, the proceeds go to Barrel. Some of the proceeds go to Barrel people who got waylaid by the hurricane. But we're giving away two tickets right now at 713-780-3776. Caller number 4 at exactly 9:05. At exactly 9:05, caller number 4 is going to win two tickets to that game on Sunday at Fertitta Center. All right, we got to take one here, and it's time for you to talk about Quick Assist.
Let's talk about selling those tickets. Man, you got tickets to a game that you really – they don't have you purchase tickets with them. What they do is they take your tickets for for any game. I know there were some Longhorn fans who actually sold their tickets for the Georgia game because it paid for their entire season tickets. And that's understandable. Maybe you got some for the Texans. Maybe you got some for the Rockets. It doesn't matter. They do NBA, NFL, college football, NHL, Major League Baseball. If you got tickets to sell, you list them with – or you give them over to – you sign up with Quick Assist. You go to the – download the app, Quick Assyst. Then what you do is you upload them into their system, and then they will list them on 15 different ticket sites, the 15 primary ticket sites. So can you imagine the amount of eyes that you're getting on? You could do it yourself, but they're going to get about 14 to 15 times the eyes that you could get on your own tickets. And they dynamically price them to go up or down based on what the market's doing so that they maximize your opportunity to sell the tickets, but sell them at the best price possible. This is a no-brainer. If you've got tickets to sell, do it with Quick Assist.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.